This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The race between Republican Barb Kirkmeyer and Democrat Yadira Caraveo is within 2 points, according to the latest polls. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that is likely to drive up turnout in Colorado's new 8th congressional district.
Because this race is a toss-up, a lot of people I talked to were also excited because, you know, for a change, their vote matters. Because, you know, before redistricting, this was a solidly Republican seat.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. Officials say last week, flurries along the Front Range didn't count as an official snowfall because there was no accumulation. But Zach Hyris with the National Weather Service in Boulder says Denver's first snow of the season could come tonight.
We're looking at some light accumulations. It doesn't look like it's going to be particularly impactful, but you know, with one of the first accumulating snows of the year, it can cause some travel impacts for sure.
The metro should see warmer temperatures during the day today and Friday. The White House is sending more than $64 million to Colorado. It's part of a national push to lower energy costs across the country ahead of winter. The Biden administration announced the $13 billion energy plan on Wednesday. Tickets for the National Western Stock Show are on sale. The 117th edition will run for most of January. In 2021, the stock show was on hiatus due to the pandemic, but this year is returned with more than 500,000 attendees. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for listening to CPR and KRCC this afternoon. Coming up, it's Here and Now. In a few minutes, several states in the United States have a ballot question about a slavery-related loophole. We'll hear more about that in about 5 minutes. In Denver right now, it is 40 degrees.